Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Las Cruces Public Schools will resume regular bus transportation for students attending the K-3+ program today. Superintendent Greg Ewing announced Monday no further disruptions to service are anticipated for the remainder of the week. The school district canceled afternoon bus transportation Monday due to an extreme heat advisory issued by the National Weather Service. Advocates for New Mexico's vulnerable public school students said Monday the state has a chance at a new start as the district judge ordered education officials to reshape policies and school funding to meet constitutional responsibilities. The case highlighted the plight of English language learners, Native American youth, and students from low-income families. The groups sued in 2014, accusing the state of failing to meet constitutional obligations to provide a sufficient education for all students. The state public education department disputed the plaintiffs' claims, pointing to expanded pre-kindergarten programs, more emphasis on reading, truancy, and dropout prevention efforts adopted in recent years, as well as professional development programs for teachers and principals. It wasn't immediately clear if the state would appeal. On the Tuesday Health Watch, eye makeup, failure to remove it each night can eventually cause serious problems. Sam Baker talked about this with ophthalmologist Dr. Stephen Verity of Parkland Hospital.
Anything that comes close to the ocular surface that's foreign to the normal skin should be removed on a regular basis, because if it's left in place, a number of significant complications can occur.
For instance,
this material is made up of things that are not normally found on the skin. Pigments and things, carbon black that makes up the pigments of eye makeups, can be focally irritating to tissues. Some people actually develop hypersensitivity reactions to some of the materials made up in makeups. If they're left in place on the skin for a long period of time, the buildup can attract things like dirt and bacteria, which can cause significant inflammatory reactions.
After all of the variations on makeup that have been developed, you'd think somebody would have come up with something that would prove less harmful.
Well, a number of makeups have been developed that tend to be more hypoallergenic. And I think those are the kinds of products that people who tend to have hypersensitivities should seek out. If you have problems with hypersensitivity reactions, checking with your eye care professional about particular formulations might not be a bad idea.
Is this any more of a problem for people who wear contacts?
Contact lenses represent a foreign body on the ocular surface. And the combination of makeup wear in concert with contact lens wear can sometimes be a problem. And typically this occurs with a more than generous application of makeup, which tends to accumulate in the preocular tear film.
Which helps to keep the surface of the eye hydrated.
And so it floats around on the preocular tear film, and then because of its affinity for contact lenses, they come together, and that can create problems for folks.
So is there a proper way to apply eye makeup or mascara that would be less harmful or less risky for contact lens users?
Well, in general, making sure that you don't overapply. And of course, always apply any kind of eye makeup away from the lash lines so that you reduce the amount of material that winds up in the preocular tear film. Nevertheless, anything that's put around the eye oftentimes winds up in the eye, and that's something to be aware of. For that same reason, individuals who have dry eye or borderline dry eye can sometimes develop irritation or problems associated with the mascara, because it, again, is going to wind up in a precorneal tear film that is slightly lower than it should be. And that deposition on the ocular surface can cause irritation.
So what tips would you have for people to avoid eye irritations or injuries from eye makeup?
A little common sense goes a long way. Apply sparingly, keep the material away from the lash lines, avoid plugging up the meibomian glands, which are the gland openings in the eyelids themselves. Also, plan on replacing any of your makeup materials after about 3 months or so. Every time you apply makeup in around the eye, you're dosing that makeup with some of the skin flora bacteria that normally live on or around our bodies. That bacteria can proliferate in the material and it can become contaminated.
How bad can that get?
That can lead to infections and conjunctivitis, inflammation of the skin around the eye, that can sometimes require antibiotic treatment.
That was Dr. Stephen Verity speaking with Sam Baker. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.